Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to Marvelicious Toys, issue number 52. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm Justin.
How many times have you watched Avengers since it came out yesterday?
3.5.
Are we interrupting you?
Yeah, actually, I gotta go. I gotta see if Hulk survives this fall again.
I hate to tell you, but it's the same every time. He survives it every time.
You sure there's not some special features in here where he dies, or there's some more Harry Dean Stanton going on?
I honestly haven't had a chance to dig into the special features yet. I'm really looking forward to it, but it's been a day. Which one did you get?
I went to Walmart because I really wanted to get that comic book. At the end of the day, I was only getting one, so I felt like the comic book was probably the coolest exclusive out of all of them to me.
It is the coolest exclusive because that comic is written by Peter David. It's quite obvious I'm a fan of his. On my birthday, or the night before my birthday, he actually wrote Horta Hears a Q on Twitter at my request. Yes, it is a Star Trek version of Horton Hears a Who. It was Horta Hears a Q. And every couplet had my name and Joe, who's a guy I know from Star Wars Action News. Both of our names were tagged on every line of Horta Hears a Q. So if he wasn't already one of my favorite authors, that would have cinched it. But he was anyway, and then he did that and spent like an hour writing Horta Hears a Q just for us on Twitter. So that makes him so much cooler still that it instantly elevated that to the must-have collectible. And I'm happy that it's a full-size comic book and not a mini one like they did Spider-Man and the Lizard.
Yeah, that way it fits right in with the rest of your collection.
But I did pass on the Walmart exclusive dinner and a movie package.
I think that was a good idea because I can't imagine that pizza from Walmart is good.
It could be very good, actually. They have good chicken there. But true. They had Avengers tie-in pizzas. And I honestly think they really tried to tie in the pizza type to the character, because...
Yeah, I think you're right.
They had 4 pizzas for 4 Avengers. Iron Man was 5 cheese.
He's cheesy. Kind of funny.
Well, also, he's yellow and red.
Yeah.
Hulk was on the Supreme, which was the only one to have any form of green vegetable on it.
Any Supreme, I guess.
It has green peppers. As well as olives, tomatoes, and onions. Cap had the pepperoni.
Because it's round like his shield.
And Thor, though. Thor was the ultimate meat.
Well, yeah, because Thor needs protein. And in the movie, didn't him and his friends just eat big hunks of meat together?
I don't know, but it just seems to have some kind of connotation about Chris Hemsworth.
I don't think so. I think it's because he likes protein.
I just thought it was saying he's meaty or something.
Mm-mm.
With the muscles.
No, it's because they sat around like ancient times and ate lots of meat. Like, one guy ate it on a stick all the time.
I was at Target right at 8 a.m., got the one with the DVD, and was happy it was the 3D version was available. The night before, at midnight, like a sucker, I went to Walmart. I did get the mini comic. My hope is that mini comic shows up readily on eBay and I can just return this one. I'm not opening it yet. I'd already picked up the Steelbook from Best Buy, and I went to eBay for the lithographs from the Disney store because people who got them told me they were cool. But listen to this crap. When I got it from the eBay seller, they didn't tape up one end of the envelope correct, so I literally got it sticking halfway out of the envelope, and of course the half outside was demolished, so...
Lame.
eBay buyer protection helped me, and I'm awaiting my second set.
You would think that shipping something like that, you would have some sort of... semblance of how to package it properly.
It could have been an accident, too.
They said they've shipped dozens of them, making me wonder exactly how they got dozens of them. But mine was the only one that had a problem, but because they had dozens of them, they did have another one. They actually got a little snippy with me, and finally I'm like, dude, I can either just open a PayPal and eBay complaint, which will freeze their account and screw them over, or you can send me a fixed one. They're like, oh, we're sorry, sending one right now.
That's the way to do it.
Honestly, they needed to send me new ones no matter what. It's just dumb luck that my post office didn't lose it completely instead of having it halfway out of the envelope. But we're going to start this all over again. They've announced some amazing Spider-Man exclusives coming out, and Target is once again getting an exclusive making of DVD. And I think it's crap that they make the making of stuff exclusive. I'm really into bonus features, and I have to have those things just because I watch all of them. And to make me have to buy at a certain store is kind of crappy.
Yeah, exactly. And for a movie like Spider-Man, where I'm even less excited about it. I mean, Avengers I'm super hyped for, and I was happy to go get it. But Spider-Man is one of those where I may or may not even get it on DVD, you know? But I don't know. That's just me.
And there's also the gifts that I've ordered at Amazon that comes with statues of Spider-Man and Lizard. So I may be giving away a copy of Amazing Spider-Man on the show the way I'm giving away a copy of Avengers this issue. If you want to win this copy of the Avengers 2-disc DVD Blu-ray, come to our forums and post in the thread. We'll have linked from the homepage in the poll of the week for issue 52. And the poll is, who is your favorite Avengers villain? Just post in that thread and tell us who your favorite Avengers villain is from any of the comics ever. And you are entered to win a copy of this DVD and Blu-ray.
Very nice.
While I was at Target picking up Avengers, I also saw some other stuff we will talk about in
the Spectacular Store Report.
Now, these have been out for a while, but really, last week's the first week that Target and Toys R Us really stocked up. It was time to get rid of the back-to-school stuff and put out, I mean, it's September. Obviously, it's Halloween, right?
Well, they're way behind because Walgreens and Walmart have Christmas trees out. Halloween is so July.
Yeah, by August, it's time to be done with Halloween. And now we're midway through September.
And also, this makes us old, guys.
In my day, Halloween costumes came out in October. Also in my day, Halloween masks had cheap brown rubber bands to hold them on. I gotta say, Rubies has changed childhood. Rubies is the costume company that makes all these cool-ass costumes that kids get to wear these days. If I had one of these costumes as a kid, I would be going to school in it. I would never be taking it off. I thought I was a superhero in underoos. Imagine with these kick-ass costumes.
I know it. I mean, we had, like you said, those crappy masks and painted on garbage bags, basically. Never did it look like the character. It was like the logo of the character on the chest, rather than like...
See, my mom and my grandmother took great pride that me and my brother never had to wear store-bought costumes.
You were those people?
Yeah, my mom and grandma always made us kick-butt costumes.
See, I never went the homemade route, but I did have the Spider-Man garbage bag and the Superman garbage bag and the Garfield garbage bag. But now, I mean, look at what these kids have. There are so many costumes out there. Marvel, of course, is hitting hard. There are Avengers outfits for all of the Avengers, except I didn't see Black Widow in the girls' aisle. They had, like, this weird Spider Girl, but no Black Widow.
I saw Black Widow for adult women.
I saw that movie, too.
Yeah, I would assume that Black Widow is going to be more popular amongst adults than kids, because the guys will be buying the outfit for their girlfriend, hoping they wear it.
Actually, though, I didn't see it in Target or Toys R Us, but I did just hit HalloweenExpress.com. There is a little Black Widow outfit for kids, and it is really cute.
So you know how, like, with, like, the Wolverine and the Hulk, they have, like, the padded sleeves with muscles in it? Do they pad the butt on the Black Widow?
Click the link, though, and tell me this little girl isn't adorable in her kick-ass Black Widow outfit. I mean, that costume is so much cooler than, like, Captain America with a skirt or the pink-skirted Spider-Girl.
Okay, but if I had a little boy or a little girl, they would totally be dressing up as the superhero squads people, because those are so cute with those padded muscles. And they're superhero squads, so they're super duper cute.
No, yeah, That's cute. That's a cute little Black Widow costume. And it's actually pretty easy. I mean, it looks like it's just one of those stretchy material things with all the detail painted on.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is very cool. They had so many costumes, though, out. One of the things that I found hysterical this year, though, is in addition to having the superhero squad outfits and the padded outfits, there were several things that I just had to laugh. There's two different Thor costumes, and one is sleeveless Thor, and the other is sleeved chainmail Thor. And the sleeveless Thor, his arms are such a weird color.
Is that the more comic version?
It's weird, like orange, like I've been in the tanning bed too long, or the artificial spray tan Thor.
That'd be interesting to see which one of those sells more. You know, if I'm a kid, I think I'm going to associate more with the movie version of Thor than the comic version. And I'd almost want to have the cool chainmail on my arms.
I like the chainmail. It's much better than fake muscle arms, but at Target, they had these weird knit caps as part of their costumes.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have to necessarily wear them just for a costume. I would totally rock that Thor hat.
Yeah, the Thor hat would look like a standard gray knit cap until you turned your head and it had wings. Now, they were sold out of the Captain America one, which probably would be the best one. But my favorite is the Hulk one because it just has hair to go over your hair. If you are balding, men, this would be the one for you because you put this on and all of a sudden it just looks like you have this full bushy head of black hair and are wearing a green headband.
And matching eyebrows.
It's awesome.
It is just crazy, these knit caps. There's a Spider-Man one, which isn't nearly as cool because it isn't as costumey. I just don't understand under what circumstances you would wear these knit caps as part of a costume, but they're there if you want them.
They are kind of cool. They're on that line of, like you said, you could actually wear that every day or part of a costume.
I actually picked up the Amazing Spider-Man sunglasses.
He looks like Bono when he wears them.
Yeah, I can see you looking like Bono with those. They look like the old lady horn rim glasses.
Well, I picked them up because we were at an airport one time and saw some. It was after Comic-Con. They had Amazing Spider-Man sunglasses at a sunglass hut in the airport.
It was at the Orange County Airport.
By Maui Jim. Now, I don't know Maui Jim. I'm a Ray-Ban guy. But they had Sunglass Hut exclusive glasses that had this little web pattern on them. And they were actually really, really lame and really cheesy. And $200.
Yikes.
And these look very similar and were $9.95.
I don't think that the other ones were as big, though.
No, they weren't quite as large.
I kind of dig the pattern on the lenses. That's kind of neat. It's the overall shape that you just can't take seriously.
Yeah. Now that you said old lady horn rim, I don't know that I'll ever wear them again. And then, of course, Marjorie, now that you mentioned the adult Black Widow costume, I started looking. You could be Slutty Thor if you'd like.
Really?
Yeah, they have a Slutty Thor costume. That's the thing I love about Halloween. Women's costumes, just pick something and make it slutty. And now it's a Halloween costume. I love Slut-a-ween.
Slut-a-ween.
I mean, that's the whole joke of How I Met Your Mother with the slutty pumpkin.
Now, how is this Slutty Thor? She looks like She-Ra.
Only she's wearing Santa's fur-rimmed boots.
Well,
I kind of like Slutty Thor.
She does kind of look like She-Ra, though. I would not say that's Thor. It's a sassy. It's not slutty, Arnie.
Yeah, without Mjolnir there, that could be anything.
How about not quite so slutty Iron Man? Iron Woman? Iron Girl?
Iron Chica?
See, I think a better costume for a girl would be the girls at the Stark Expo outfit that were dancing around
that
Tony
would be
Stark
cool.
And Iron Man 2.
That would be awesome. Yeah, because they had the little repulsors on their palms and everything.
Yeah, and they had the little booty pants and everything. That would be a better costume.
There's also slutty Captain America.
Ooh, no, wait a minute. On slutty Iron Chick, is that arc reactor see-through? Is that a boob window?
If so, I'm ashamed of myself for not catching it.
I think it is, Justin.
Good eye on the boob window.
Hey, hey, hey. That might be my favorite so far.
Power Girl fan, are we?
More like Dyna Girl and Electra Woman.
I'm not seeing Slutty Hulk.
You could be She-Hulk.
Yeah, all you need is a swimsuit for that and a bunch of green makeup.
Mm-hmm. Body paint. I'm sure you can find someone on Craigslist. Just put an ad. Need someone to body paint my wife.
I'll do it. Wait, I need to see pictures first.
Did you read about the guy in Rio, though, who used body paint to become the Hulk to go to a con, and it wouldn't wash off, and he lost his job?
Oh, man.
Here's something I can see men getting for their wives. In addition to all this, at this HalloweenExpress.com, they have a Black Widow wig, just like the one ScarJo wore.
Well, not just like.
Pretty close. I don't think it comes with the low-cut shirt the model is wearing, though. It says one size fits most adults. If you have a really big head or a really tiny head, I guess you're screwed.
There's something weird about that picture. Like, her face got photoshopped on there. Her neck's turned weird. I don't know.
And then the two best Halloween accessories that there are. First, Marjorie, do you need a new purse? I know you like purses.
I do like purses.
Well, check out the link to the Captain America purse.
It's a backpack.
It's a handbag.
It's a backpack.
Well, they call it a handbag.
Yeah, it's a backpack. I do not need that. But I might need the Spider-Man girl bag.
It's a marvelous purse.
Ha!
They got some awesome copywriters over there.
My absolute favorite accessory, though. This one's for men. If you decide you want to be Thor, you can't just put on the outfit and carry a hammer. You have to have the hair.
Nice.
And so they have the Fabio wig, and they're calling it a Thor wig.
That is awesome. I think that is just tremendous, and I think you guys are both going to get one. But you guys would have to wear
it. I think we should rock it at Comic-Con like Nelson, Justin.
Hell yeah.
Totally buying those for you guys then.
Oh, here comes Marvelicious. Watch out.
I'll have to learn all the lyrics to After the Rain.
That is a great wig. Got the little bang flop going on.
Tell me it's not more Fabio than Thor. Now, also at Target, they had some other items. If you want to get your house egged, they had some items you can give out to the trick-or-treaters.
I think it's going to be worse than egged.
How would you feel if you went trick-or-treat as a little kid, of course, or as an adult, and you hold out your bag, and in they put some mechanical pencils?
I would do worse than egg your house. I would do the flaming dog poo.
Because they have amazing Spider-Man push pencils.
Oh, man. Just give raisins at that point.
Oh, raisins are terrible. No, you know what's worse than raisins? The peanut butter taffy.
You know what's worse than peanut butter taffy? Is if I put a box in your bag, you think I've given you raisins, and you get home, and it's amazing Spider-Man mini crayons.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
How about rub-off tattoos?
Rub off or rub on?
Both.
I suppose that's up to you after you get them on.
Yeah, they had those items to give out, and I do think ye would rightfully get your house in.
Most likely.
Also, if you're like me and have absolutely no talent, they have pumpkin kits for Captain America, where instead of having to actually carve the pumpkin, you just stick a head and some arms into a pumpkin, and you basically have Captain America with a pumpkin body. Now, I have to be honest, I did one of these last year, not Marvel, they did a Yoda one, and it really looks terrible.
It does. It's just cheap looking, and it looks stupid. You might as well just do your crappy carving, because, you know, every year they have those pumpkin carving kits with the patterns, and you go, oh, yeah, I can do this. I can make the Avengers. I can make a Hulk pumpkin, and then it looks like Special Hulk.
Well, at least you're carving with those. Like, these stick-on ones are just weird. It's like a Mr. Potato Head approach to pumpkin design. But at least they've been making those, like, styrofoam pumpkins lately that you can push those into, so you're not wasting a real pumpkin, I guess.
Yeah. Now, if you have a little bit more talent, there's a Spider-Man kit where you paint Spider-Man's face on a pumpkin.
That seems a little more crafty.
And then they had a pumpkin carving kit where you can carve Avengers into the pumpkins, but I ain't got that kind of talent or time. I know that if I try, it's not going to come out like on the package.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We tried that one year, and it ended up being a disaster. It doesn't work like that unless you're super duper talented at carving pumpkins.
Yeah, and for such a temporary thing, you know, like the minute you get done, it starts rotting. So, you know, I feel like you spent way too much time doing it, and then it's like, oh, well, that was fun. Now it's time to throw it away.
Well, I did something I really don't like to do, but I needed a mass quantity of something, so I had to go to Sam's Club, and I usually don't shop at that store. I was very lost and confused. I was at the checkout, you know, where they don't have bags or anything, and all of a sudden I turned into the Target lady at SNL because some guy had this Captain America dog toy, and he was checking out in front of me, like, where'd you get that? And he says, it's over in the aisle by the dog food. So I grabbed all my stuff and put it in the cart and ran over to the aisle with the dog food. And nestled in there among the 80-pound bags of dog food were a whole pallet of Marvel dog toys. And they had all the Avengers plus Spider-Man, which I guess technically he was an Avenger once, but whatever. They had Iron Man, Thor, Cap, Hulk, and Spider-Man. And it was a stuffed toy of the character and then like a little accessory. Like Spider-Man came with a little disc ball, kind of like a stuffed little pillow, which that's probably what they're going to use it for, because my dogs are weird, but it's pretty cool. It's like a little Spider-Man doll for my doggies, but it was $10. For $10 for two dog toys, that's a good price.
I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you on that. I don't know the going rate on dog toys.
And then I was shopping at the mall, something else I don't really do that often, and Arnie was at home, and he was kind of sulky because it was a rainy day. So I popped into...
Well, rainy days and Mondays do always get me
down. They do, I know. So I popped into our Build-A-Bear and looked at their Avengers bears, and I built Arnie a Captain Bear-America that is absolutely adorable.
Captain Bear-America.
I didn't know what else to name it, but it sounded really good. I previously had built him a Bear Vader, and this one, Captain Bear-America fit, and the guy at the Build-A-Bear store just, like, fawned all over it so much he made bows on the top for me for the package, because it was a gift.
Nice. So when you do Build-A-Bear, is that the thing where you go in and you pick out, like, the husk of a bear, and then you stuff it with that machine that blows the stuffing in there and everything?
Yeah, you go in and you pick the bear body, which is kind of weird because it's these unfilled pelts of bears. And it's kind of creepy. Then you go and you pick out his clothes, and they go in the back of the store, and there's a machine with all the fluff rolling around, and they have this hose, and they violate the bear in the back and fill him all up, and they whip stitch him clothes. Oh, you have to put the heart in too. They give you this little red satin heart, and you kiss it for good luck, and they stick it on in the fluff and sew them up. You can also get a beating heart to put in there, and then there's one that does phrases.
So when the battery dies in the beating heart, is the bear dead?
He told me that the battery doesn't die, but I don't believe him.
It's a magic battery.
Yes.
Maybe it's like a watch and it winds, and the more you move the bear, it winds the beating. I don't know, but...
I don't know. And then you dress the bear, and then they make you make a bear birth certificate. Certificate of bear birth, where you pick out his name, and then you pay $30 for the bear. It's kind of fun. I think little girls really like it, maybe little kids. Your daughter would probably like it, Justin.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, and actually, you can have birthday parties there, and nice. Everybody gets to make a bear, and you pay for it.
See, the father in me sitting there thinking, hey, that'd be cool to do for my daughter. And then the dork in me is looking at this going, wow, what kind of boots is this guy wearing? So inaccurate.
It is. They did not have any red boots. Because I asked the guy, I said, where's the red boots? He goes, we don't have red, we have black. I'm like, okay. Or you can do cowboy boots. I'm like, I don't think Captain America wears cowboy boots.
Are they red cowboy boots?
No. But I must say that this guy was very enthusiastic.
Here's the thing is, we've been to the stores before and seen like the Spider-Man one and the Iron Man one, and they just all have this gimp mask kind of quality to them when you're covering the bear's whole head. I kind of feel that way about the Darth Vader too, but more about the vinyl mask that goes over Iron Man.
It's because it's vinyl.
It almost just needs a zipper mouth.
Yeah, and a ball gag.
But I have to say the Captain America one kind of works. His shield's a little bendy, but it does work. I didn't even notice the boots were inaccurate. I like that they have little slits in the helmet for the bear ears.
He made you smile because I took him upstairs and I put it on the bed like a gift, and you went up there and you had no idea I had bought that.
It is really cute. Is there some sort of material over his eyes?
Yeah, he does have a full-on face mask, but right now Arnie's got it where he's peeking at us. He's just kind of looking. But with Captain America, it kind of fits because he did wear the mask, you know? And if you go to the Build-A-Bear website, you can look and see all the costumes that they have for the bears.
But yeah, when the mask is fully down, you don't see the bear eyes. You just see silk-screened black on the hood.
Oh, okay, so it's silk-screened over it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I couldn't tell if it was like a see-through material stitch in there and I could see his eyes behind it or not.
Full disclosure, I can't promise it's silk-screened. It could be iron-on, rub-off. I'm not really sure.
Hold on. It is an iron-on, and so is the A and his little wings. They're iron-ons.
Okay.
But his outfit is very spandexy.
Yeah, it looks like it's got some muscles built into it, like the Halloween costumes.
It does. It's really cute because of that.
It gives him a real puffed-out chest.
He looks tough, doesn't he?
He's kind of stacked.
He is. His little tail sticks out. His little bear tail out of his butt.
Here's the thing that's really impressive. Those boots are weighted such that the bear actually stood for photographs.
Wow. That is impressive.
He even has a little shield that's really cute.
Yeah, it's got some, like, glitter for the star.
So send me those shoes and I'll spray them red. And we will both be able to sleep better at night knowing that he's more...
Yeah, we can easily paint the shoes red, too. That's just... It's easy to get shoe paint. The boots are cheap enough.
You can go in and just buy accessories?
Yeah. You can just go in and buy the costumes.
Can you buy just a flat bear?
Yes, you can.
Nice.
They probably think you're weird.
I know. That's why I'm thinking about doing it. Like, what would the conversation be like? That guy came in and bought, like, 4 flat bears. And 1 shoe. He bought a left shoe and 4 flat bears.
The shoes do come in pairs, but what I'm thinking is the bears come in different sizes. We could get, like, a bearskin rug for our figures.
Nice. That'd be some sort of weird parenting incentive program. You bring home like 4 flat bears and it's like, all right, you're good this week. At the end of the week, we'll go stuff this bear. You can actually have a bear.
Well, this show's gone off the rails. Why don't we get back on track with...
This just in. News from the web!
New York Comic Con is coming, and Marjorie and I will not be able to make it this year. We almost went. I'm not going to lie. I priced out airline tickets. They were reasonable. I had them held, and then Marjorie reminded me we have to go to a friend's wedding.
Yeah.
And we're not just able to skip out of the wedding because we're the wedding photographers.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we're not...
They're good friends, yeah. So we couldn't skip out anyway.
Sure, we could. We've skipped out of worse.
But I want to go to New York. I want to go to New York Comic Con.
I kind of do too. We will have Mitchell and Jen and David there covering it for us, but I just wanted to go. And now I want to go even more because San Diego Comic Con, they had their exclusive mini mates from Diamond Select of Alpha Flight. Well, they are continuing the Alpha Flight series and having an exclusive box set at New York Comic Con, completing the team with Sasquatch, Snowbird, Talisman, and Aurora.
Yeah, it's not a bad set as far as mini-mates go. You know, you get a Sasquatch that looks like, you know, they put some time and effort into sculpting that body on him.
That plus the fact that Marvel's going to be there handing out the Old Man Logan figure if you sign up for the DCU. Well, I'm just going to have some of our friends pick those up for me and subscribe me again to the DCU because I need this stuff.
Yeah. I might have to fly out there just to have a word with them because I still haven't got my Doctor Doom figure that I was told I was going to get handed at Comic-Con. And then that girl walked away and another girl came up and explained to me that they weren't there and they'd be sending them out. And that's been well over 2 months now.
I'd send an email and then I'd talk to your credit card company about disputing a charge quite legitimately.
Yeah, it's at that point where, you know, they say 6 to 8 weeks. So I think it's enough weeks beyond the far end of it that it's time to start making some calls and emails or a flight to New York and rough some people up in person.
Well, while you may not have your Doctor Doom yet, those Marvel Legends Wave 3 for this year are hitting. I did get mine and I have a full set and now know which variants are shipping first. In the Blade Punisher 2-pack, you get Punisher. In the Doctor Doom version, you get the Green Doom, not the White Doom. In Deadpool, we get Gray Deadpool. And in the X-Mutants, you get Mystique. So even though I have the whole wave and a couple spares, I still have 4 more in this wave to get with the variants.
Yep, but at least you have them before they're really starting to show up. I have yet to see hide or hair of them, so you're at least most of the way done. You're like 60% done on that wave already.
And again, the good thing about ordering the case is they averaged $17 a figure if I can unload the 2 spares, which is not bad compared to retail. And then if I have to eBay the last few, at least I've saved on these, because like you said, they are not showing up. But I did want to review these figures. Now, this one does not have a Build-A-Figure. Instead, we get those stands like we talked about last time.
Yep. Are they yet another different color of gray? Or Do they match up with one or the other?
They're pretty close to the Avenger color. They're kind of a blue-gray.
Yeah, that sounds like the Avengers one.
Because they're unnumbered, we will just start with Mystique. She comes with a load of guns. This was something they were talking about last year at New York Comic Con, is how they were loading her up on accessories. She has 4 guns. One pistol and 2 automatic rifles, and then what looks like a big old sniper rifle. And I'm really glad they did this. They went through the detail of actually painting the sniper rifle a couple different colors with the barrel and the stock and the sight. I'm pulling terms that I've seen in action movies out now. As far as the figure herself, I think they did a really good job with her skin color. They really gave her a nice wash of blue. She is not the same color blue from head to toe. The belt is a slip-over belt that has some mobility to it. The paint is nice and clean. There's a lot of articulation with the elbows, the knees. She does not have ankle rockers, I don't think. At least they're not rocking, and I don't want to force them. But she has well-articulated ankles, but they actually snap. You know, every time I move them, it feels like it's click, click, click to hold in place, which is cool for posability, but it means you can't get every degree. It has a few set places.
Right.
The only thing I'll ding her on for articulation is you can't move her head because they have sculpted the hair around her shoulders.
Yeah, that seems to be the issue with almost every female character.
Yeah, and that's really kind of crappy because, you know, female action figures are few and far between. And to make them all like they have a stiff neck just really sucks. But there's no other way to do hair. They can't put doll hair on it because that would raise the price of it. But it's just...
And look stupid.
Yeah. But it's a downfall. Yeah. This is the thing. Is it sucks because she's limited in her action poses.
I think it's really a problem without a good solution. Because, like, even if you made it so the head looked good posed to the side with more hair flowing off one side than the other, it's going to be stuck in that pose then. So, I mean, shy of giving us like 3 or 4 different heads per female character, I don't know what the answer is there.
I like the hair. Do not get me wrong. I think the hair looks very nice. They did a great job with the little skull on her forehead. The paint on this is just marvelous. The red of her lips, the yellow of her eyes, it's just a damn cool figure. The one thing I find kind of amusing is first they gave her the just below the boob articulation, but it's almost like a cut waist, I think, where you can turn it 360 degrees. But much like the Black Widow that was the Toys R Us exclusive a couple years ago, boy, did they give her some cleavage.
Yeah, that is like some silicone cleavage in there.
Yeah, it's truthfully Hooters waitress fake boobs in there.
Wow. So it might not be the same body as the Madams from the previous waves?
I don't think it is because it is a sculpted halter top that is unzipped and it is on there. It's not just painted. It is raised where the zipper is. And
oh, nice. So at least a new upper body.
Yeah, and the lower half of her torso could be like the Madams because I believe they had belly buttons.
Yeah.
But from the torso articulation up is at least new sculpting.
Nice.
They did paint her pants on the lower half of the torso, though. There's no belt ridge or anything. It's just body paint crotch area.
Well, you've heard the expression painted on jeans.
But truthfully, a lot of articulation, a lot of posability, a really good figure. Really, really good.
Yeah. Out of the two, that's the one I'm more excited about.
The other one is Moonstar, and I'm going to be honest, I don't really know the character. I know Mystique from the comics, the cartoon, and the movies, so I am clearly more excited about that figure. Moonstar, I'm hoping she's a good figure that's well-painted and well-articulated, but I don't have any association with the character to get me excited. Next up, we have Dr. Doom, and I'm sure those of you who have been collecting Dr. Doom since the Toy Biz days are like, oh crap, another Dr. Doom. This is my first 6-inch Dr. Doom, though, having gotten in with the Hasbro stuff. This is classic olive green and silver Dr. Doom, not the white one. But he's got a really nice big plastic cape that is removable and makes him look a lot like a Doombot if you take it off with the mask. Oh, and the mask is removable. You can see Dr. Doom's visage.
Oh, wow.
He's all scarred up and ugly.
He doesn't look anything at all like the movie. Very disappointed.
No, he does not look like Julian McMahon.
No. He actually looks like Professor X.
A little Professor X meets RoboCop.
Yeah.
Kind of Murphy from RoboCop.
Well, that's a cool feature. I hadn't heard that.
Breaking news here on Marvelicious.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see that one when I get it so I can compare it to the older versions that have been out there for a while.
And the thing I find very cool, as far as accessories go, with a removable mask and a cape, I wouldn't expect much, but he comes with a pistol. He has a holster on the side that you could actually put the pistol in and then close the holster over, and it will stay shut with the top, like a more realistic holster instead of just the quick draw style holster that you usually get where the butt is sticking out of the gun.
Nice.
He's really impressive with his cape and mask on, though.
It's a big feeling figure. He has a good heft.
He looks giant.
Yeah, the cape adds so much mass to the look of him.
And I'm going to say this. This is one of the better capes I've seen.
I like the way it's folded in the back. And maybe they just can do so much more with a cape at 6 inches than they can at 4.
Well, it doesn't raise off his neck at all. It's like they've got that part down. It just has, maybe just because it has more neck than a 3 3/4 inch, but it's pretty decent.
The clasp looks a little big, a little out of scale there, and you can't remove the hood. He's always going to be hood up with the cape on.
So the mask just kind of snaps in there?
Well, no, you have to remove the entire cape and hood and then remove the mask.
Oh, okay.
But this is scarred up Doom. This is not like the Dr. Doom figure you're waiting for, Justin, where it's Secret Wars, I'm healed Dr. Doom.
Right, with the nice hairdo and everything.
Now, they've obviously done some special sculpting for here. He's got elbow articulation and gauntlet articulation with rivets all up and down the arm. His tunic is there. I never noticed his belt buckle was a D for Doom before.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either, but I just thought it was a belt buckle, but now I'm looking at it. That's quite clearly a D. He's got special sculpted knees and special sculpted legs, and I think he's got the double hinge. Yeah, double hinge knees. Really another good figure. They're knocking this out of the park so far.
I just went and grabbed my older one, and I think this Dr. Doom that I have is, I don't think it's the movie version, but it is the Hasbro version of Dr. Doom, so it's their most recent release. Because all the things you were talking about sounded pretty familiar, and so now I really can't wait to get the two in my hand to see how many parts are reused here, because I just, for the first time ever on this older one, tried taking off his mask, and guess what? There's a face under there.
Really? Is it a scarred face?
Yep. Looks like a bald guy with a little bit of a pizza face going on, and the D on the buckle and the working holster. I may be able to skip the classic Doom and get just the Future Foundation white one when these come out. I'll be interested to see this when I can finally get my eyes on it.
The next one to come out is Iron Man, and he is a much more classic Iron Man, looking much like the 60s, 70s version with the big heavy boots and the big bulky chest.
Now, if I remember correctly, the guys at Hasbro had mentioned that this was originally supposed to come out in the 6-inch Iron Man line of figures, and they just never got a chance to get it out there with all the other ones, and so now he's coming to us via the Marvel Legends line.
What's with the boots?
They're older style giant boots.
Yeah, this is comical. I don't like this. I like my sleek, sexy Iron Man. I don't like this one.
Yeah, this is not my favorite version of Iron Man. I don't like Iron Man having tights, you know, all of the leg muscles and everything just always comes off weird.
Yeah, I never thought of it as tights, but yeah, the oversized gauntlets and things. It's cool to me that they're mixing it up and doing, if they're going to do another Iron Man, at least do something to make it really different. But I could see where a lot of people like Marjorie, who like him from the movie and things, aren't going to find this at all appealing. To me, it's, again, a very well-done figure. You say this is for the Iron Man 2 line. It's got really good detail for that kind of a figure, with the waist articulation, double-jointed knees, wrists, elbows, forearms, all of that. It feels up to the Marvel Legends standards. It's just the figure itself, much like we were talking about with Moonstar, isn't doing a whole lot for me. But it will for some people, and for those people, I think they did a real good job. My only problem is, much like we were talking about a couple weeks ago with some of the Marvel Universe figures, it feels like they painted them before they assembled them, as at the different pieces, the wash is kind of a harsh transition.
From the picture that I'm looking at here, it almost looks like the arc reactor isn't painted at all. What's going on with that?
It's gold, but his arc reactor and his mask are it almost looks like the red bled a little onto them, whereas on other parts are really bright gold. But it is definitely painted in gold red.
Just not the Bray White we're used to seeing on some of these other action figures lately.
Yeah, it's the same color gold as his arms, legs, and mask.
Oh, okay. Well, honestly, I would say that figure to me is you taking one for the team this time around. Luckily you got that one and photographed it so I don't have to. And, you know, it's like you said, I mean, that might be somebody's favorite version of Iron Man, and I don't hold it against anybody if that's the one that they associate with. It's just, for me, not my cup of tea.
Now, next up, I have the figure that they're calling Marvel Knights, which sounds like a bad spin-off series.
Sounds like a detective series.
Like Baywatch Knights, yes. Marvel Knights.
Hot Marvel Knights and the wind and the...
This one is Punisher. Now, this Punisher is, again, armed to the teeth. He comes with... It's exactly the same sniper rifle as Mystique's, only his is painted white and hers is gray. And they have the exact same other automatic weapon. Actually, two automatic weapons. Two of them are both black, and then one, Mystique's, is silver, and his is black. Then he comes with another high-powered rifle-looking gun that has some rifle shells on it that are really well-painted with some red and gold, and a pistol that works in a quick-draw holster. But the figure himself is the standout here. They did like they did in the Marvel Universe line. They added that belt that extends the teeth of the skull.
Nice.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Except if you twist his body the wrong way, it looks like it's a buck tooth.
He's got an underbite.
Yep. They shouldn't have given him the waist articulation like that. And actually, it doesn't sit quite center. It sits a little off center, so he looks a little Bubba.
I really like the long trench coat look. They've cut it down the bottom at the back so you can pose them a variety of different ways. Maybe something they can think about doing something similar with the hair.
And it's the soft, malleable plastic. It's not the hard shell plastic. It's plastic, but it's not poseable, but it moves so you're not stuck.
And they gave him a nice 5 o'clock shadow that really looks very Frank to me.
I'm wondering if it's the same trench coat that we've been seeing for a while. We've had it with Nick Fury and Phantom X had it.
I think it is very Phantom X, yeah, now that you mention it. I don't have Phantom X within grabbing distance, but yeah, it's probably the same one. But, you know, it works for this character. It's a good reuse.
Yep, it's a versatile coat, and I don't mind him using it, definitely. But
it's an all-seasons coat.
It is. It is. It's reversible and has a hoodie in the back that zips into the collar. Yeah, I'm pretty excited to get my hands on this one, too. You know, especially after just getting the good Marvel Universe Punisher. It's nice to get this one, too. And I'm glad they did put the trench coat on him, because right before Marvel Legends took a break, one of the last waves they put out was a Walmart exclusive wave that had the two different versions of Punisher that...
I have both of those. They were still at my Walmart like last Christmas on clearance, and I picked them up.
Yeah, I was going to say, those hung around for a while, you know? So at least this is another different Punisher that we don't necessarily have yet, so.
And a much more classic version. I'm curious if they intentionally weathered the skull on his chest or if I just have a crappy paint job.
Does it look like it's scratchy?
It just looks like there's some black showing through, and I can't tell which one it is. They intentionally and wisely made his belt kind of a different white. It doesn't match the skull, but if they made it too bright white, it would look too toy-ish. And so they gave it a nice dirty look.
I think it's pretty cool. I think it fits perfectly well, and I like what they did with the teeth on the skull with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, it wouldn't have looked good bright white, but it fits. I really don't have any complaints about that figure.
No, I don't either. I'm liking that one.
And I kind of wish now, even though Doom had a really good cape and hood, that they'd done the same thing and made the split in the back for Doom like they did for Frank, which is probably a really weird statement to say.
Is he wearing white boots, or is he wearing dark boots?
White boots.
Nice. So it is more of a classic comic version.
Yeah, well, not too classic. He's not in the blue spandex, but...
No, a nice in-betweener.
Next up, we have U.S. Agent. Now, there's no running change on him, right? He doesn't become Captain America later on?
Not that I have heard of. I think that's just the character. Judging by the card art, he doesn't have anybody up front with him sharing space.
This one is obviously a repaint of Captain America. I like the dark red they've used on him. There's the hole in the back where you can put his U.S. agent shield. He's got the wings on the head, but, and it's got like the I smelled something bad Captain America face we've seen before. It's a repaint of a good figure.
Are his stripes and star just painted on, or is there any sculpting in those stripes?
Well, he's got the six-pack abs. That's the only sculpting, really.
Okay.
But they used a different paint. They used a matte finish paint on his stripes, and so his star is the glossy finish, but the red and white are matte.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. I'm not overly jazzed about that figure. I'm sure I'll pick him up, but I think I'm experiencing still a little bit of Captain America fatigue from the 3 3/4 inch line where we got Captain America in every outfit ever. And then start getting all these offshoots, U.S. agent and all that stuff, so.
What I like is his shield. They've really made bright colors on the shield, and the red, white, and black work.
Yeah, that is pretty cool looking.
He comes with a knife and a gun. There's no holsters even for the knife or anything, so he's just got to hold on to everything. But it's, again, a decent figure. Not one of my favorite characters. I'm also a little fatigued, but judging it as a figure, they did a great job. This wave, figure after figure, really well done. It's our feelings about the character and how often they've released some of these characters that is clouding everything.
Right. Exactly. That's a perfect way to put it.
And of course, I saved Justin's favorite for last, Deadpool. Now, this is X-Force Deadpool here in the gray outfit, not the standard red that is coming later. I think a lot of people are going to be happy to get a chance at these because we know how much those red ones and even the gray ones ended up going for on eBay.
Right. Well, yeah. Now, this is the first time we're getting the gray one in this scale. Remember, the other one was that funky blue and yellow.
That's right. I forgot that it wasn't the gray. I thought it was the gray and the red, but you're right. It was a weird blue.
Yep. So this is the first time in the X-Factor outfit in 6 inches. So I'm excited to get this one. And if it turns out to be the exact same figure with the exact same accessories, then it makes it a little easier to not have to get the red version if you already have that.
He comes with two swords, a pistol, and a rifle that looks like something out of Star Trek because it has red painted in one of the pieces of the gun that makes it look like a laser gun instead of a real weapon.
Oh, I thought maybe you were talking about he painted his Deadpool logo on there.
Oh, no, it's just the bottom barrel, and it's red between, like, you know, it has, like, little see-through parts, and a probably very untechnical gun terms, but perhaps it's because Deadpool likes to accessorize.
I think he does.
He seems rather jaunty and flamboyant.
He actually does, yes. Now, remind me, Justin, the previous Deadpool, his little straps that go on the back, did they have sword sheaths that came off?
I know he has sheaths. I don't know if they come off.
Because mine just fell off, and I realized they're just stuck on with plastic tabs.
Oh, yeah. They do just kind of, like, little slots to pop on there.
Also, did he have a little, like, nubbin on the back of his head, like his stocking cap had a little extra material?
Yep, that's trademark Deadpool.
Okay.
Yep, but like a little Dairy Queen curly Q at the end.
Yes, that's a very good way to put it. Does he have a sculpted scowl and lines around his eyes?
He definitely has sculpting around his eyes, but I can't tell if he's making a face under there, if that's what you're asking.
Because mine kind of looks like he's scowling. They've furrowed his brow.
Okay, so maybe we might be getting a different head, because the red Deadpool that I'm looking at is very much just a straight-on look.
That's kind of what I thought, too, is that was my memory.
No, he's definitely scowling in this, and he's got beady red eyes in there.
Nice.
And his little Deadpool belt buckle.
Yep, he's...
See, I think his gun, it was intentionally red because he likes to accessorize.
And he likes to trademark and brand. He's...
Exactly. He is good at the social media, too.
Well, I'm looking at the original red one, and he does have his Deadpool logo painted on the rifle that he comes with on this one.
Yeah, he comes with good accessories, good paint. I like the color gray they used on him. It's not too light a gray. It's a nice matte gray. It's really working for me. I prefer him in red versus gray, but for this figure, this is very, very cool. His swords kind of stick out the bottom of the sheath. It's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. Noticing that, too. You know, These are some really cool swords. They did some nice sculpting there on the handle. It looks like it's wrapped with leather, and you can see the little diamond shapes in between there.
Yeah, that is really awesome, actually. I have to say this. I know people are saying Hasbro Marvel Legends aren't as good as Toy Biz Marvel Legends, but being a Hasbro collector for coming on 20 years, the details they're putting into this are damn impressive. And at $15 to $20 a figure, for what you're getting here, you get a lot. This wave is awesome.
Yep. And what I would say about that is I think there's a little bit of rose-colored glasses looking back at what used to be, because I'm not dissing Toy Biz, because Toy Biz did some great stuff, but they also had some stinker stuff too. So, you know, what we're getting nowadays, I feel like the quality has been consistent since the line has come back, which is an awesome thing.
And while we don't get a Build-A-Figure, which is a bit of a bummer because I would like that, I'm not really too enthralled with the stands. Again, it's kind of cool, like I said last issue, that they're uniform stands across the brands, but it kind of felt like buy six figures, get one free.
Yeah. They're not gone for good, you know. I can handle a wave without a Build-A-Figure in it. And especially this wave that we talked about being so heavy with variants and all that stuff. If you're not all in on this, you can really pick and choose your favorites this wave without having to worry about making that Build-A-Figure and picking up people you don't necessarily want to have.
Yeah, I agree. And especially for you who you're like, maybe you'll skip the Red Deadpool, maybe you'll skip the Iron Man, maybe you'll skip the U.S. Agent. That would be less of an option if it was building a figure.
Yep. But then we're right back at it with Wave 4.
So that is Wave 3. And you say Wave 4. That's not coming until next year, right?
I can't remember for sure. It might be later this year, like December.
I can't remember the date, but that is going to be a good series with the She-Hulks, Sentry, Iron Fist, X-Force Wolverine to go with X-Force Deadpool. So that'll be and of course the Archangel that we got in the Comic-Con exclusives, but coming out in the main line, and X-Force Colors.
Yeah, that's the one that's still waiting to see what exactly the differences are going to be, because the ones they had on display at Comic-Con looked very much like the same ones that were being sold in the 3-pack, so they may change a little bit by the time they start shipping.
So that is our show for this week. Thank you for listening. Remember, head to our forums and our poll of the week. It's kind of a throwaway poll, just starting some conversation about your favorite Avengers baddie, but get a chance to win that Avengers Blu-ray, thanks to Amazon.
Thanks to Amazon and Arnie.
So until next time, true collectors,
make mine marvelicious.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production. Copyright 2012. All rights reserved.
I was sitting Cindy Lauper one time, and I had a really great costume. I looked like her. My grandma and my mom got a bunch of clothes from the Goodwill and sewed a bunch of stuff, and it was like the outfit from Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I had a little hat and everything. One time, I was a mean robot, and it was awesome. My dad made me this great robot costume, and I couldn't bend my arms or legs, and he had to carry me up. When I'd go trick-or-treating, he would have to lift me up the stairs, and I'd waddle to the door, and then he'd have to lift me down the stairs after I got my candy.
The closest I came to homemade was the year they had the Kiss face paint makeup.
Oh, that was awesome. I was so in love with Gene Simmons, it was not even funny when I was a little girl, because he was like a clown. And then Poltergeist came out, and that was the end of that.
He was like a clown?
Yeah.
He is a clown.
Well, yeah. Did you just call him Fabio?
Yeah.
Fabi Ho?
No, I called him Fabio.
Fabio.
You know, I met him once.
Does he smell funny?
He smelled delicious, actually. It was kind of like a fresh linen scent. He was very nice.
Do you eat fresh linen often?
He smelled very clean.
Fresh linen.
Yeah, he actually smelled wonderful, and he was a very nice man, and very gentle and polite and very nice.
Jesus, did you meet him or did you make love to him?
He was just very handsy, okay? And I think that's part of his thing, but he was very handsy. Eric Estrada is very handsy, too, okay?
Oh, yeah.
What about Ron Jeremy? Was he handsy?
No, sadly.
Happily, actually.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Worried about getting something at cons by shaking hands with people. Jesus. Oh, look at that. I got syphilis just by meeting the guy.
Oh,
again?
Third time this week.
You'd think you'd build an immunity to it by now. I like that they have little slits in the helmet for the beer errors. Also, if you're like me and have absolutely no talent but want a pumpkin that's marvelicious this season, they have these pumpkin kits. You could have a Spider-Man pumpkin. It's basically a Spider-Man mask you just punch into a pumpkin and you have an egg. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It's a miracle! This recipe calls for 3 eggs. We don't have any eggs. Bring me a pumpkin.
All right, we'll just start that over. Also, if you're like me and have... I was finally started laughing.
Sorry, I'll mute myself. I'm glad I was on mute.
Did you lose your shit again?
I was calmed down, and then you start talking about sticking arms and stuff into pumpkins. And all right, I'm good. Whew.
You've made it so it looks like Spider-Man and Doctor Doom are dancing. And Iron Man's in the back, like, trying to photobomb. He's got Spider-Man posed with his arm, one's arm's up in the air and the other's down. He's kind of got his knees bent, and then Dr. Doom's behind him like he's grinding up against him.
Let me see your phone. Wow. Doom's sexy and he knows it.